Fred Film Radio, this is Nicolò Comotti reporting for the Young Audience Awards, and today I've got the pleasure to have a very nice guest with me, and a very important guest with me, Daniel Lundqvist. Welcome.
Thank you.
Daniel, just to start, kind of easy question, I leave you to it. Can you just give me a bit of your background and also the relationship you have in regards with Young Audience Awards?
Yes, I'm working with a festival in Malmö, Sweden, called the BAFF Film Festival, and I'm the head of programming there. It's an international film festival for children and young people taking place every year in week 11 in March, and the festival has existed for 32 years. And every year we screen more than 100 films from all over the world. And this year we are very happy to be a part of the Young Audience Award arrangement. We got the question from the Swedish Film Institute, and it just sounded like a great initiative that can easily be connected to the aims of the festival, where we are working not only with film screenings during the festival week, but also during the whole year, trying to create a better climate for quality films for children and young people, and also media literacy.
Exactly. That's a very important point to raise, actually, because even Fred Film Radio, in its sort of efforts into promoting film and media literacy with Fred at School program, so we're always interested in hearing different experiences all over Europe. And in fact, I want to ask you specifically, because you're head of programming and media literacy. So in your experience within BAFF, but also, of course, with this new sort of initiative with YAA. Can you just tell me a bit the sort of developments that you've seen both in the European spectrum about media literacy and film literacy, especially among young audiences? Do you think we're going towards the right path, or what's to be done still?
Yes, I think so. I mean, it's so obvious, or it should be very obvious for everyone that we live in a society that is totally dominated by media, mm-hmm. It's very hard to question media literacy, I think, when we meet moving images everywhere.
Exactly.
So I think that there is a development, and there have been big initiatives the last years in Europe. I think it looks good.
And a question also tailored around how to kind of let's call it like the secrets to sort of entertain and also attract young audiences, because of course, you know, the question of media and film literacy is very important, but another question is probably more important is how to address these audiences, how to make them participate. In your experience with BAFF, what did you learn all throughout these years? How to kind of like get the attention that film literacy is important also for young audiences, because it's really essential to understand how things are shown rather than just watching them passively.
Exactly. And from my perspective, working with the film festival, we are trying to screen films that the young audience normally are not meeting at the regular cinemas, which is very dominated. If I look here in Sweden, and I think it's the same in all of Europe, that it's very dominated by films from very commercial films from the US, mainly animated films for children, at least when you look at the films who attract a big audience. So for me, working with the film festival, we want to show the whole world to the children and young people, and to show a lot of different types of films, and films where a lot of different children and young people are represented, not only a very small part of the world. So for me, that's my point of view. And from that point of view, I can also say that my experience is that even if the films that we screen are a little bit different from the films that the young audience normally see, our experience is that they really like the films that we screen. Even if they are different, even if they are sometimes slower, they are dealing with different subjects. But I think that there is an young people and children want to be taken serious, and with these films, they feel that they are taken serious. They have seen, they can identify with the people on the screen, and that is very important, and that makes a very good starting point for discussion and to work with media literacy, I think.
Exactly. Never underestimate young, bright minds. Exactly.
And yes, that's a good point from a long.
And just to wrap up and conclude, I'm kind of curious about also, the Young Audience Awards are just about to kick off on this Sunday. And you, of course, are about, you know, you are part of the 25 different cities all over Europe and also Israel that I'm going to take part of it. And I'm just curious how the whole coordination came along. Was it sort of, it's a very ambitious project, and I kind of want to hear your subjective perspective regarding what you had to do and how, you know, all the coordination kind of came about.
Yeah, there have been a lot of different things going on. We have planned for a day with three films that are going to be screened, and we have put together a jury with 24 children from different schools in Malmö. It could be, I think that could be a very interesting part of the event to see how they are going to act together and have the discussions with them after every film screening. And I've heard that they are very thrilled and excited about the event. And it's, of course, a very cool thing to be a part of and use great European films to connect with young people in other parts of Europe as well. But yeah, we will have a whole day together at this very new cinema in Malmö that opened just in February this year with three completely new screening rooms. And a lot of good conversations and good food and good films. And
sounds like a great Sunday for everybody, I think.
I hope so. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. I'm looking forward to knowing also the winner. So, Daniel, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Best of luck, of course, for all the work for the Young Audience Awards and for BAF International Film Festival. Always on Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.